Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Milstein is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I mentioned her to you earlier in the hour, and she is the co-author, along with Tim Roddy, of a book called The Twitter Book. And Sarah is a Twitter expert. She was the 21st user on Twitter. How about that? Wait, she goes all the way back. That means she's been probably using it like for about 13 months instead of 6 months, right? And anyway, she's also the co-founder of 20slides.com. She formerly worked for the O'Reilly Publishing Company. Now she contributes to them, and she's our new friend, Sarah Milstein. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Okay. I made a little bit of a joke there. You know, this technology stuff, this internet stuff. You know, if you can be a pioneer and only have used something for 6 months these days, because there's so many new things being developed, and so you were the 21st user on Twitter. Identify for us, if you can, approximately when that was that you first joined Twitter.
Late March of 2006.
Okay. Well, okay. So it's been up longer than I thought. So about a little over 3 years. How long did it take to catch on?
Well, it was just a private service for a couple of months, and later that year, in the summer of 2006, it became a public service. And, you know, with a small group of people, it caught on quickly. But I think for a larger group, it started to really catch on in the spring of 2007 when Twitter debuted at a big conference called South by Southwest.
Ah, so that kind of launched it then, didn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, tell the audience what Twitter is. There are people, surely, and I guess there are people out there who don't know what it is. If you've been listening to my show, as you know, folks, we don't spend an inordinate amount of time on social media, but we cover it a reasonable amount. We've talked about Twitter. But every week we usually do something on Twitter or some of the social media elements. But tell us how Twitter operates and why we should care.
Sure, and there's no shame in not knowing yet what it is. Twitter is a messaging service that lets you post short messages of 140 characters. That's about a sentence. And when you post them, they're public. Anybody can read them.
Mm-hmm.
It also lets you read other people's messages and get a stream of messages from the people that you're interested in. And it's useful for sharing personal information, what you're doing, as well as professional information, what you're reading, what you're interested in, who you think is important, and so forth.
Now, some people call it a microblog. Is that accurate?
Well, that's one way to think about it, because like blogging, when you post the messages, they're public and anyone can read them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a little bit, it's different in a number of ways, and it's certainly quite a bit more conversational. You can use Twitter to exchange messages with people, and that's a common and useful thing to do with it. And that's not really anything like blogging.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with that. I never really thought about it being a microblog until I heard someone use that term, and it never really made that much sense to me. One of the things about Twitter is that you have to learn how to write succinctly, don't you? You have to really tighten up.
Absolutely. In that way, it's an English teacher's dream, because good writing is usually shorter and more concise, and you do have to really think about using your 140 characters really well.
Right, exactly. And there are some tools, if you're putting links in there, folks, there are, which we do, 99.99% of everything we put up that we post on Twitter, Sarah, we have a link to it, something that will benefit the user. But I want to talk about that in a minute. But before we go there, you said something a minute ago about what are you doing. I often wish that they, instead of saying, when they launched Twitter, instead of saying, what are you doing, they had said, what are you thinking? What do you think?
Well, you know, people immediately started interpreting that blank box for their own purposes. And a lot of people say, talk about what they're doing, and that's really valuable when you know somebody and you want to be in touch with what they're up to. The minutia of their day can make you feel more connected. But almost everybody also uses it to talk about what they're thinking about, what they're paying attention to post links, as you said. And people have interpreted that really broadly. So, you know, I think in most cases, the best accounts post a mix of what they're doing and what they're thinking.
Well, so you bring up a good point. If I'm following my daughter and we want to Twitter back and forth together, which we don't, but if we were to do that, we do more Facebook than anything. But if we were to do that, then I want to know if my daughter is going to lunch or where she's going to be in town or whatever. But if I'm following you, Sarah, I don't care what you're having for lunch. I don't care who you're meeting for lunch. I don't care when you're going to bed. I want to know what you think.
Yeah.
And so those are kind of the two universes, aren't they? Almost parallel universes that are going on in Twitter.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is the messages are really short. You know, I post a mix of personal and professional stuff, and it's really easy to skip the messages that are of no interest to you.
But the problem, though, Sarah, is if I'm following a group of people and I'm trying to get something from them, other people that I'm not like you, I want to know what you think. I want to know that you just landed in an airport. What happens, though, is that push on, there's only so much room on a page. And it pushes the good stuff down when you post, you know, I just had lunch or I'm off to bed or whatever.
So the way Twitter works, as you know, new incoming messages push old ones down the page and off the page eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, the vast majority of people, use Twitter to dip in and see what people are saying right now.
Yeah.
So people don't tend to treat it like an inbox. They don't.
Right.
Mostly they don't go back and see what people have said.
Mm-hmm.
They just see the things that are coming across the screen at that moment, a little like a news ticker.
And this gets to the point about that you talk about in your book, and that's making sure that you know how many people and who to follow.
Yeah, and so you want to follow people who are interesting to you. And mm-hmm. not 100% of everything that everybody says is going to be interesting.
Right.
But follow the people where the balance is mm-hmm. is interesting.
Well, and that's the point. And when we come back, I want to point out something that we've done on our Twitter page that makes some people like us and some people not like us, probably. 20 after the hour, Sarah Melcine is our guest. She's the co-author of The Twitter Book. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Little Celine Dion bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. You can find my blog there. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. And oh, and by the way, on my blog, the new post is, the title is Small Business, Social Media, and the Tour de France. I may be the only person who can actually write something that combines all three of those. I'm afraid I have that kind of mind, and you know about that. So check that out. I think you'll like that. And also my newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out all the other things that you can do there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sarah Milstein is our guest. She's the 21st user way back in the day of the Twitter website, twitter.com, which is one of the key elements of the public social media sites. Sarah, do you consider it? By the way, tell us where the book's available before we go any further.
The book is available everywhere. It's in Barnes & Noble and hopefully your local bookstore, and it's on Amazon as well.
Well, folks, and Sarah, you'll be happy to know that we took a little poll around here. As you may know, we get a lot of books in here on things, and we've gotten quite a few in on Twitter, on social media. And so around here, your new book was voted the number one Twitter book.
I love to hear that.
So I've got young people working for me, Sarah. So it's not just, you know, old fogies like me. I got some kids doing this, and so they gave you a thumbs up.
Love it.
And you want to give us any other websites? Anything else? Anywhere else? Your own website?
SarahMilstein.com.
Okay, Milstein. I'll say that correctly next time. And all right, so Sarah, We're talking about Twitter, and one of the things that you used a term in your book about Twitter, and you called it addictive. Is that a good thing?
You know, we definitely meant that in a positive way.
Okay.
Twitter is useful, and so people get really engaged with it. Not that it's addictive and it makes you tune out other things.
But I do think it's addictive, and I think it can be dangerous and unproductive. Am I wrong about that?
How so?
Well, I just think some people... I actually wrote an article that and the title was, Could Social Media Be Dangerous to Your Small Business? And the answer, the first word in the article was absolutely. I think people can get... It's seductive. It's definitely seductive, and I think people can spend too much time on social media. What do you think? That's what I mean. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think you need to figure out if it's providing a return for you as
a
business person.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, there are a lot of small businesses I talk to who say they spend several hours a day on Twitter because it's providing their primary source of traffic to their website,
mm-hmm.
and the website is where they sell, for
mm-hmm.
example. And for those folks, it makes sense. There are other people for whom... It's a more peripheral tool, and you need to make sure you're spending the appropriate amount of time for what you're getting out of it.
Right, and if you're there to visit and to stay connected to friends, you know, that's one thing. But if you're a business and you're trying to make it work for you and you're trying to find out where is the ROI, you have to find a way for it to work for you. I mean, as I've said before, Sarah, I'm a word merchant, and so Twitter's perfect for me. But for a dry cleaners or a garage, you know, they have to use it differently than I do, don't they?
Yeah, I think for any business, you need to figure out how it can help you connect with the people in your community or your potential customers and what that means for you. It's different for any kind of business, but it has the potential to be useful for all kinds of businesses.
Right, right. One of the things, and by the way, I have to say this, and I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I wish they'd come up with a better name. I'm not crazy about Twitter, and I knew it was going to get out of hand, the name, when they started saying that I had to tweet by doing a post. Sarah, I wish they'd come up with another way. As a 21st user, couldn't you have stopped this in the beginning?
Actually, I have to say, the name Twitter is a perfect description of the service.
But
I agree
with you,
however, that the word tweet, which was devised by users, that wasn't something the company came up with, and they resisted it until a couple of months ago. That's a pretty silly word, and it's hard to use in a professional context.
Well, and Sarah, does this not make you and me twits?
Yeah, right. That's always an issue.
I had to say that. You know, you knew I had to say that, right? So,
of course.
So anyway, we had to get that on the table. One of the things that I thought Twitter did a really good job of, and Facebook is now followed, is it gave me my own address on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame. It's twitter.com/JimBlassingame. And by the way, give us your Twitter address.
Sarah M. S-A-R-A-H. M as in Mary.
Sarah M. Twitter.com/SarahM. You know, Facebook recently allowed me to go get Facebook.com/JimBlassingame. They hadn't done that before. So they followed Twitter's lead on that, didn't they?
Well, a lot of social media sites let you have a what's called a vanity URL or a unique username. And LinkedIn, for example, has for years allowed for that.
Yeah.
So Facebook was following many sites in that regard.
But Twitter, that was a good thing, I think, that Twitter did that. And so I've got about 45 seconds left, Sarah. Tell us, what else would you like to know about Twitter?
Well, for businesses, for small businesses, it can really be an effective way to connect with potential customers and to drive some traffic to your site. But if you want to use it well, you have to be really interesting, and that probably means talking about things other than yourself, talking about things in your industry
mm-hmm.
or your sector that your customers might be interested in. But try to limit yourself in talking just about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing that drives people away.
Add value. Isn't that the key to social media, is
perfect
to connect
exactly.
by delivering value?
That's the key.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sarah, will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you for being here. Sarah Milstein, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of the Twitter book, available wherever books are sold. Don't forget, you can follow her at Sarah M. on Twitter. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
What's for the emotions on a guy?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.